What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
On the line from Sydney, I now have Ross Clifford. Ross, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rodney.
And you're back from your holiday, well rested and ready to get back into it again.
Aloha, I'm back from Hawaii, my friend, and yes, raring to go.
Oh, very good. Very good indeed. Now, this is an interesting topic because we sort of hear this each year when Christmas comes around. People talk about the idea of perhaps we shouldn't just buy into this whole Christmas thing, even cancel it. We know that the 25th of December isn't really the day that Jesus is likely to have been born, so why don't we choose another date and celebrate the true meaning of Christmas and just let people have this commercialised version that seems to be happening each year?
Yes, Rodney, I'm hearing it more and more, and people are sending me cards and messages saying, you know, I'm getting out of this, I can't take it anymore, the traffic, the parking, the shops, another present to buy. I had one of my staff faculty here send me a kind of a greeting, but saying, you know, it's all too much, I think I'll do nothing this Christmas. And, you know, people are saying to me too, the Christmas cards, you know, they've got dogs and cats on it, or all sorts of things that have got nothing to do with Christmas. And, you know, they seem to feature sometimes, you know, commercialism and buy and more and more and more. And, you know, the stories of Christmas are saying too. I mean, yeah, this, where I do find Christmas, it seems to be new stories. It's not the stories of the Bible. It's other sorts of stories out there and other sorts of goodwill. And, of course, being in America, everyone's saying to you, happy holidays, you know, no happy Christmas anymore, or no blessed Christmas because it's not politically correct. So everyone's seen Christmas as a holiday period, a sales period, you know, a commercial period, traffic, parking, can't get in, lousy Christmas movies. So, oh, mate, I'm getting it left, right and centre.
So it's a matter of saying, do we just continue on and sort of... The real meaning of Christmas seems to be more and more sidelined. So do we just say, OK, we're now defeated and we'll just go off and we'll celebrate it at another time and focus on the birth of Jesus at a different time of year? Or do we continue to try and compete with the louder voices of the world?
Look, I think we continue to compete with the louder voices of the world because... Having said all that, I think people are missing things. I mean, the message of Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us, and that in the person of Jesus, God came into this world to be with us, to be our Saviour, our friend. And I think in all of the commercialism and in all of the hype and of all of the other stories, you do see that. You do hear that. You do see miracles happening at Christmas. And I think we've got to keep on saying to people, if Christmas is too commercialised and you've become cynical about it, then that's because you've allowed it to become that way. If we don't allow it to become too commercialised, then, you know, it won't be for our life, our family, our friends, our community. And Christmas is not about what's in the shops. It's about what's in our hearts. And I think the average Australian understands that. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity to say it's a time to be joyous and a time to give lovely gifts and a time to celebrate and eat together. But if it's too commercialised, you know, don't become cynical about it, but say that's because we've allowed it to become that way. You know, we'll change the agenda in our homes, our family, our church, our environment, our community group. And, you know, we'll remember that Christmas is not something that you observe. Christmas is something that you keep, in your hearts at the very core of your being. So, no, mate, I think, you know, the church has always had to interact with a community that has different priorities. And at least here, the message is on the table. It's for us to show how it's properly lived out.
Rodney Olsen here talking to Ross Clifford. We're trying to decide whether we should just cancel Christmas. Well, we've pretty much decided that we should continue to express our own beliefs in the way that we celebrate Christmas, Ross. But a lot of the, you know, so-called commercialism or the change in focus of Christmas can still be a lot of fun. So should we, as people of faith, necessarily shun everything that the world is telling us about Christmas? Or is it possible to actually have a foot in both camps? Is that wrong?
I don't think it is wrong, because remember the first Christmas, the church actually took over a pagan holiday. And they took over a pagan celebration. So they were dealing with the same sort of issues we face today, but, you know, sort of different gods out there. Then it was paganism. Now we're dealing with commercialism. And the church slowly turned that around and made it a day of celebration for the birth of God with us, Jesus. So, yes, Rodney, I think we can have a foot in both camps, provided we're sensible, we're mature, we work out what it means for ourselves. Let me give you an illustration. I mean, one of our department stores, David Jones, has a tradition of carols being sung every morning during Advent. And we go in and churches go in, and it's absolutely marvellous. They're Christian carols, they're traditional, everybody who sings works in the store, and it's just superb. And churches and other people write to them and thank them for doing that, and, you know, saying the heart of Christmas is about Jesus, even though, you know, we're looking for gifts and things to shop and to bring to our friends. So I think it's, you know, encouraging the community to say it's a good time, we do buy, we do give, we do celebrate, but at the same time we encourage every sign out there that points to the true meaning of Christmas. We encourage them by letter, we encourage them by our support, and we make those statements. I really think Christmas is up for grabs. It'll either become more commercial or more spiritual, and it's up to us to remember we capture it in our hearts, we don't observe it, we keep it. If it's too commercialized and we feel cynical about that, then we're letting it become that way. Let's model what it can really look like, how we as a family value each other, value the gifts, create things, keep our shopping, you know, in balance, and support and encourage all those good people out there in business and elsewhere who are trying to bring the real message of Christmas. Mate, I go into shopping centres all over the place and Christmas carols are being played. You know, lovely Christmas carols about the birth of Jesus and the coming of Jesus into the world. How many of us are writing to those centres and saying, thank you, fantastic, God bless you? Because I can assure you they're getting plenty of other people writing to them saying, why on earth are you playing this spiritual stuff at this time of the year? You know, we're a multicultural, non-Christian society. You know, let's bring the spirit of encouragement to those who want to keep the true meaning of Christmas.
That's an interesting point, because so often if we hear that a particular shop or a particular community is saying no to Christmas or a school says no, we can't have carols, there's an uproar and a lot of negativity from people saying, no, you must have it. It's Christmas. We've got to have our moment. And yet I wonder how many times when shops just go about their normal business and are including the true meaning of Christmas, do we actually give them a pat on the back? I know that there's a lot of shops that stopped having nativity scenes. People complained. They've now got the nativity scenes. I wonder how many people have written and congratulated them.
Look, that's an excellent point, mate. And I was in two shopping centres yesterday where nativity scenes were present, and I've made a commitment to write to both of them and thank them. I mean, sure, Santa was there, but if I can't make a link with my grandchild or my children between Santa and saying, you know, the message of Christmas is that, you know, it's God's greatest gift to the whole world, his son Jesus. And, you know, as Santa brings gifts that, you know, we might not deserve or are free, it points to God's giving us the greatest gift of all that we might not deserve, and is free. And, you know, we can make those links and write to those shopping centres and those places and those councils and those community events that have a nativity scene and just say, God bless you, well done, I'm letting my church know about you, and it's just a wonderful thing that you're doing. I think that's what we've got to do. If it's too commercialised, it's because it's what we're letting it become. Let's capture it again, because Australians want it, I think, not simply to be a message of commercialism.
Ross, I think you've hit the nail on the head, because each year at this time, whenever there's a carols by candlelight service, people turn up in their hundreds and even thousands. Yes. And that, it really is celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. I think if we believe that it's all commercialised and we've lost it, we're not looking at the heart of where the community really is.
Yeah, and we keep it in our own hearts. And look at the carols they sing. I'm looking at one in Sydney and Melbourne. There's Christmas carols everywhere. I'm going off to the Messiah tonight. You know, we can find it. It's a time of miracle. It is there. And where it is there, let's celebrate it and thank the people who have brought it to our attention. Thank the people who are doing it. Mate, Christmas is in our hearts, and let us celebrate it that way, and let us really stand up for it and encourage those who are really making a stand themselves. I think it's just a wonderful time of the year, great opportunity for all people and the church to say, you know, this is a message of God with us, and let's not lose it.
A big part of the Christmas story is the angels heralding Jesus' birth. And next week, we're going to take a bit of a closer look at angels.
Yeah, in particular, guardian angels. There's surveys out saying that the majority of people think there are guardian angels, that we all have a guardian angel. And did Jesus have a guardian angel? And I'd be really interested, because many people have angel stories, but some people think their angel stories, in, you know, encounters in their own life, concern a guardian angel that God has given them. So let's ask the question around this Christmas season, are there guardian angels for each of us?
Yeah, good one. Okay, I look forward to that. That'll be on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, mate, you and I need guardian angels, let me tell you. The way you live your life, the pace you're going, mate. But we all need God's presence, and let's thank him for that, because we live busy lives. And, yeah, let's talk about the place of guardian angels next week.
Okay, look forward to catching up with you then. That'll be next Wednesday morning. Ross Clifford, thank you very much.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.